Dungeon Master Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him. With me is Jennifer Cheek.
Hey everyone, my pronouns are she, her.
Timothy Lenning.
Hello, Michael. My pronouns are he, him.
And Nika Howard.
It's me!
I'm here. I'm... fill in whatever blank you want to.
All of it. We're here, we're queer.
I'm your peer, yeah.
Come join the Twitch chat on Tuesdays to hear us talk about how many medications we all take.
And I'm also a she here?
Yeah.
Someone's here.
I don't know, I was trying to make it rhyme.
Yeah.
Bachman is not here because...
he's got great news that he hasn't announced yet.
Drum roll.
He's got great news, baby. Yeah. I know he's tweeted a lot about Xbox.
He's got
like
a
that.
New Xbox.
Talked about the Vita and how long it's been out.
It feels a little weirder to say it on the podcast, but let's just say theoretically his wife was pregnant, and now they have a new roommate.
Okay,
David, cut this out.
Right. We miss him very much.
Yeah.
He said that.
Oh, all is well.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
That's why Michael killed us all last week. He said, well, I gotta get rid of Scuts somehow. I'll just kill them all.
Might as well. Yeah.
What if?
Start fresh.
What if?
That'd be cool, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I think we officially canceled GeeklyCon since last week. So.
Yeah.
Oh, canceled?
Well, postponed.
To 2022.
2022.
I do love that you say.
Not next year.
Because if you have a ticket, you get to keep it. And if you want a refund, you just have ask for one, and you get.
Nobody better ask for one because everyone better be there. That's supposed
right.
to be here this year or last year. Carries over.
We got a lot of energies we've got to get out. In
yes.
2022. I'm frankly scared.
It's gonna be so. Wild.
I'm hopeful that we can go to Gen Con in September, even though it seems like a bad idea.
Boy, I don't know.
What about PAX Unplugged in November?
That'd be cool.
That feels more doable to me.
But also, Philadelphia is absolutely fucked.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Maybe they'll get caught up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are they doing a Dragon Con this year?
Yes. I would love Dragon Con.
They're like... 7 conventions in September now.
Cool. Oh, yeah, man.
Apparently, Dragon Con is September 2nd through the 6th.
Oh, my God. Let's go to Dragon Con, too. Can we get the same house and then let's order Puffy?
I don't want
to
get the same house.
Origins, September 30th.
Oh, my God.
3rd. Gen Con is in September now.
Okay. When is Gen Con again? Sorry.
Is it the last one?
I want one of them
no,
to be at least
Origins
3 weeks before Gen Con so that I can see if there's COVID 2029 or something.
September 16th through the 19th for Gen Con. So they're giving us a whole weekend between each.
What's it? Yeah, COVID famously, you know about it real fast. So any damn way, we're a 5th edition podcast. We're set in the Chesapeake Bay area trying to fight back the War of 1812.
What's that?
What if in the month of September we just get an RV and we travel across the United States? Like,
okay,
the 8 of us,
bro.
Well, great, because we need to move.
Let's
you come
it.
To Boston, brother. Get a U-Haul,
and we just do a road trip.
And yeah, you'll just get a camper or a U-Haul behind it, and we'll carry you. Let's do
mm-hmm.
it.
Just everyone get all vaxxed up and let's do it.
I'm getting vaxxed up in like a week.
Oh, jealous.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yikes, we give away dice.
Oh, right, we do.
It's a cool thing that we do. Not because we do anything, but because beautiful diehard dice
That's right.
loves you so much to use us as a conduit to throw dice at
you. A dice chute.
Legally, we have a weird setup where you can only get their discontinued D4s who are way, way, way too sharp.
They are dangerous.
Yeah, man. They are fucked.
You can.
It's like they're not just pointy. The edges themselves are like razors.
And jagged too.
And they're jagged. Yeah, and they get in. They kind of like barb backwards.
It's very good if you want to deter any hooligans.
Would be shinobi or
any Kevin or wet bandits wet that bandits. Might want to enter your home.
If the wet bandits
or shinobi
or the local daimyo is out on your tail, man, that's what you got to do. So Twitch, you have a handful of moments to do #cool, but obviously you're not going to win because there's just statistics. But every week we give some away. So theoretically, the way statistics works, if you have a 1 in 240 chance, if you come to 240 episodes, you're going to win, right? That's statistics.
So you just simply have to just keep coming to Twitch.
But if you don't, whatever, you can go to dieharddice.com and use the offer code greetings-mar. That'll obviously change in April, maybe APR, maybe. And that is 15% off.
Wow.
You don't get that everywhere.
Mm-mm. That's right.
And we're dice affiliates. So not only do you get 15% off, and sometimes if you mention us, like say, I love your dice, those greetings adventurers talk about you guys so much, sometimes they'll fucking throw in free dice.
Yeah, we're buds.
That's secret.
Or they'll draw on your thing a little nice note.
Yeah, who knows?
We've seen a lot of tweets where that's the case. That's all we're saying.
It's very cool.
We're not promising.
No, can't promise.
And we said that we get paid for that, so we have to say that. Yeah. The FCC will fight me. We're mommy bloggers now, but with dice. All right. Drawing now. Canis Raptor. Congratulations. Canis Raptor. You have won dice. Congratulations.
So just for people who might ask, and I've also talked to our bud Alex on the wiki. So it's all canonically going to be clear. Eckhart always looked like Trant, except when he was in Sigil.
Yeah.
When he was in a disguise.
Now, who's Trant?
Most of you don't know that.
Mm.
But we'll probably figure it out.
Okay. Are we going to do a D20 or?
Oh, shit. Yeah, let's do a D20.
Fuck.
Roll D20.
Fuck. Timmy, can you hand me some dice, please?
Ugh.
Sorry. You're the man with the dice drawer. No.
Here, use this white one.
Well, it's too late. I already rolled.
Oh, that's my good dice. You can't touch that one anymore.
Well, I rolled a 1 with it.
Yeah, you're not supposed to touch it.
Oh, thank God. I got a 17.
I don't even know what I rolled, because I never got a 1. Did I roll? Oh, I got a 17.
Well, shit was super going down. We went in. So we had alighted upon this mushroom castle in some previous episodes. And we're making our way inside through various slimes and horrid creatures. And I forget exactly, was there something that we saw or heard that caused us to go into the main chamber where shit was going down? I can't remember.
I mean, you guys, that was your goal, was to get in there, right?
So we got in, we got freaking in there, and turns out that, what was her name? Seltra?
Wimblepuck.
Seltra Wimblepuck was there, who we have, like, heard tell of but had not seen. And she had friggin', are they clones or?
It appeared to be simulacrums.
Simulacrums, okay. And a terrifying, like, mushroom lady creature, right?
God, basically.
God. Yeah. And we were fighting. It was tough, but it seemed like kind of like it was going to be okay. Maybe we could pull through.
Aludra, Jayla, and Adira were there. Did you say that?
That's the important. Yes, that is. Okay, so actually, now I remember everything. Okay, we get to this. We get to the room where this shit is going down, and we see that Jayla, Aludra, and Adira are like suspended, like being held in this room. And Mr. Bucky is like, oh, hell no. And he fucking runs in because he's got to save his mama.
Oh, frick.
So then it became battle time. And we were fighting. And guys, Eckhart is with us, but it wasn't Eckhart. It was friggin' Trant Thumble.
Oh, fuck.
What the fuck? And shit went super down, and almost everyone died, except for, was Lonnie alive?
Lonnie was alive, Toby K. worded himself and killed Scud so that they couldn't steal his body.
Yeah, Roland just got fucking wasted, she just was like, goodbye, you're out.
How did you die again? That's right, you got power word killed.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, because I just was fucking just dead. Just poof.
And then the other person in the room who was thought to be dead, who wasn't actually dead, was Orcus.
Oh, that's fucking right.
Is the god of evil chaos, and essentially. And then we remember what happened right at the end there.
At the very end, Lonnie runs up and puts the artifact into the last piece, and Orcus dies? Lonnie kills Orcus?
Yeah, so Lonnie killed a major god.
Wow! Yay!
Queen shit.
Holy moly! Explain to me again the Trant and Eckhart, like, when things happen.
So Eckhart was always Trant.
What? Always?
Always, yes.
Yeah, so he wasn't, like, Trant when we fought Orcus, but he became Trant.
No, he was always Trant. There was never always an Eckhart. Trant. It was never an Eckhart Dayhammer.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
Rhaegar probably isn't really even a god.
Freaking god.
Although you would be like, that's not a god. So he's a minor god.
Damn. But also I think I was just shocked by the Trant reveal. I don't even think I absorbed about Orcus he killed. So the last piece, the artifact, got put in. So does Lonnie have the full artifact now?
Yeah, we're going to deal with that in just a second.
Cool.
The very first thing that happened in this arc was that Jayla and Aludra both had the same dream at the same time.
Right.
So you're a little group, goes across the narrow sea and goes to the city of Kar. As they're sailing in towards Kar, they see not a city under construction, but they see a complete city. It's Kar is there.
But Michael, that doesn't make any sense.
I know. And so you enter the city and there's bustle. There's bustling citizens. It's like just like when you were there as a young adventurer. And you can hear the roar of a huge, huge crowd. So the great Colosseum is jammed with people. And you walk up to the Colosseum and you get sort of ushered through the crowd and right onto sort of the battlegrounds of the arena. And on the far side of the arena, you know more than you see that Trant Thumble is standing there on a raised
what?
Platform.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
We never saw Trant die. We just heard he died.
He died off camera, so he's totally
still alive.
So he's
definitely
alive,
mm-hmm. is what you're saying. Shit.
So he's flanked by like guard, like royal guards. But standing next to him is Bucky.
What?
So Trant addresses you, and he says, "Aludra, it is my understanding that you are the last one left. It's a pity. I wish the others, especially Tom, were here to see this." And he's like way far away from the other side of the arena.
Why would he say that?
What kind of magic is this? You're not supposed to be alive.
At this point, Bucky kneels down in front of Trant. But you notice it isn't Bucky anymore. It's Tom Harper.
No!
And a guard comes over to Trant bearing a huge sword. Trant unsheathes the sword and it's unmistakably Blood Drinker. Trant brings the sword down in one fluid motion, cleanly taking off Tom's head. And you wake up screaming.
Okay. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, okay. Thank God, they're staying in my underpants.
Oh, whoa.
And then that set off the whole thing where you all went and tried to, you know, talk to different... You guys wanted to go to Carr because it was like Carr was being rebuilt with mm-hmm. the other
right.
thing.
Right.
And you're like, is this true? And it wasn't.
Dude, I'm looking back at my notes like super galaxy braining right now because I just want to do a fucking search for Eckhart and be like, what was he doing?
And whoever we sent to the prison with Eckhart, she's dead as fuck. You know, they ain't no way
because
Trant
okay,
would have let. We're like, we're going to do the right thing and send Eckhart back.
So like, for instance,
or it would explain why Saltra Wimblepuck was there. Because if you recall, that dark elf that you sent with him to go to prison was in league with Saltra Wimblepuck.
That's true.
No, Michael, you slipped so many things past us.
Wow.
No, he didn't.
Don't say that.
Damn.
And I'm sure along the way I've goofed now and then. I did literally call Eckhart Trant at least once during an episode.
but that like kind of thing happens though. Like, yeah. You know, you miss say a name. I mean, your parents call you by like your sibling's name. Like, you know, it's a thing.
I also didn't intend this. This to go. I was like, each thing will be like 10 episodes, and it was like 50 episodes. So,
and then I'll do a year of Pokemon, and then it'll be good, baby. Let's go.
A lot more things happened than you know I had intended to happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure some things sort of wiggled their way in that shouldn't have, but.
That's how it fucking goes. It's not a TV show. It's a D&D game.
Hey, what are you gonna do?
We're playing a game, yeah.
So yes, that hopefully clarifies a little bit.
That's so cool.
Do you guys want to actually start playing?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, baby. Let's go.
Let's do it. Well, there is one thread that's still hanging, which is Lonnie.
Yes.
Is Bucky's neck.
No, Bucky got snatched. He went with Aludra. They scooped him. He's gone.
Yeah, Bucky got snatched. Yeah, they're gone. So Lonnie is currently standing in the throne room of Zugtmoit.
Gesundheit.
Having just killed Orcus, surrounded by evil wizards, evil paladins, all the bad guys. They're all here.
Lonnie, get out of there. Get out of there.
Oh, hell, I done it again.
So Lonnie put the thing down and Orcus, you know, died. But a bunch of things all happened right at once. So the artifact itself, it stays intact. It doesn't like split or anything like that. But it does change a little bit in that imagine all. So it's a cube, right? It's like a D6. Imagine All six sides of the D6 have little springs on the inside of them, and they all pop out. So it goes poop.
Mm.
And like you imagine you could put them back together, and then maybe something would happen again. So that happens. So Orcus's huge bloated corpse slumps.
Oh, they just they don't like disappear. They just fall down gross and dead like a whale.
If he falls down and then he immediately starts decaying like one of those.
Oh, they gotta explode that thing like that whale.
Like the whale. They gotta whale this guy.
Like one of those sped up. You know, one of those sped up documentary things.
Yeah.
Oh, like the dagger.
Like at freaking Indiana Jones when they like age and they die. Yeah. When they touch the chalice.
Yeah, or like the dagger guy you wouldn't let me take the dagger from.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like that. So he just like, he's deflating.
He's probably making funny fart noises.
Yes.
It smells bad. And so, Lonnie.
Yes.
So it's fair to say that you are maybe more in touch with sort of the metaphysical energies of the universe more than almost anyone. I mean, you're a 20th level monk.
Yeah, Lonnie is like vibing to the max.
Yeah, sometimes you accidentally vibe and go to the astral plane.
Yeah, vibe so hard you just go to the astral plane.
Yeah, Lonnie goes to the astral plane just to like lay down some egg salad sandwich toots because she respects her second family so much.
Although we did learn that you leave your body behind when you do that, so you're probably just tooting.
She doesn't know that. She doesn't know that. She's thinking she's... Because... No. Here's the thing. Okay. Poop is the physical. Farts are just astral poop.
What? No, that's not true.
Oh, no. Shut up.
You know, we can't have more arguments. That's not true.
Absolutely not.
It's true. Nope, we all agreed, so we do it.
All right, you know what?
Farts are like the Holy Ghost.
In the spirit of friendship, that makes sense to me. I apologize.
Farts are the Holy Ghost. It's the astral plane.
It's farts, shit, piss. I'm sorry, please. I've gone too far, finally. I'm going to shut up.
It's a bad podcast for stupid people.
So Lonnie, you see this dark, chaotic energy flowing out of Orcus's decaying body.
Well, that looks like a little rain cloud.
And you see it floating upwards.
Oh, shit.
And
where are you going?
That brings your eyes up, and you notice for the first time this sort of large crystal that is up on the ceiling that this energy is moving towards.
I love a crystal. You give me rose quartz, you give me an amethyst on a good day, I'll take a selenite. Mm.
And you have a realization.
Okay, this is the first time I've ever realized anything.
As you're holding this artifact in your hand, you can control that energy.
Whoa.
You can redirect that energy. Specifically, you could redirect it into yourself.
Well, hell, this looks kind of fun. Let's see what this does. I ain't never one to say no.
So you're going to absorb the dark energy of a...
Fuck yeah.
...recently deceased god.
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen to our team this week?
We've already had someone, like, betray us and be... you know, misrepresenting. So, I mean, who knows? Like, if Lonnie becomes evil.
Yeah.
I mean, we can deal with it.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It won't be the only alignment shift, so that's fine, you know?
All right. So, cool. Cool. I'm glad we're all on the same page. So, this dark energy flows into you. And your vision, it goes red. And blurry.
This is just like Michael. I didn't want to say this, but this is kind of like a reverse Flash moment. Because there is an evil version of Flash. So okay, I'm ready.
You start losing control.
Oh fuck. Okay.
I'm in sicko mode.
She's going mob psycho.
And you're blinking in and out of consciousness. And you're seeing flashes of what's happening around you.
Flashes, not the Flash.
Not the Flash.
You're only seeing the Flash.
I just see Grant Gustin everywhere. Ezra Miller. Pew, pew, pew.
you're holding the little man in the armor. His legs are kicking. He's trying to poke you with his in the hand with his little sword, and you wonder what it would feel like to squeeze him. And it feels good.
Is it like if I were to stick? Oh my god! Oh, what can I even? A jelly filled donut in my hand, and I just. Or maybe
coming soon to Nika's OnlyFans.
Yes, crushing things. Some actually, can I take it back? A handful of like 7 mozzarella sticks that ooh, they're still gooey but crunchy on the outside.
Ooh, baby.
Honestly, that would feel very good to do.
I really want to do that now. Yeah. I'm gonna go buy a pack of mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, do it. Is Lonnie big? Big Lonnie.
Oh no, big Lonnie.
Big Lonnie.
You toss him away. You remember Zugtmoy? She was a rival once.
Not anymore.
But she's not anymore. You give her the full force of your fist.
Oh no, you fisted.
I can't. I tried to do some cool knuckle popping, but yeah.
And it feels stuffy. Feels stuffy in here. For some reason, you feel like. There's something else in your head. And for some reason you feel like you need to pick up some little trinkets on the ground.
Okay. Is there anything in particular or just anything? I'm picking up shinies.
You just, yes.
Anything and it goes in the ferret.
Yeah, you don't, yeah. It's
cram it in there.
It's all just, it's blurry and weird and hard to follow.
I hope everyone's okay.
I know they're not.
They're dead.
But you want to go. You want to get out.
I got to go. I got to go fast.
So the walls are flimsy and smushy, and you go.
You mean they're 11 inches?
Wait. But if you're big, now you can go through 11 feet.
And whoa.
Michael, does it scale?
It scales.
Oh, my God. If Lonnie is like, oh fuck.
That
would be so cool. If Lonnie's like 50 feet tall, does that mean?
I just imagine her growing in her head in the clouds.
But instead of growing proportional, it's like when you drag something in paint. So Lonnie looks like a slender man.
He stretched out!
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, you
to
don't
see.
Put on the like lock aspect ratio. Yeah. Like, oh, I didn't mean to do that.
New Lonnie just dropped.
She's very slender scary. Man.
Oh my god.
So you burst out and you're running and you also remember running. You remember liking running and it feels good.
I just kept running.
Okay. All right.
All right. S girl.
Yeah. My joke is good.
Nika, make a wisdom saving throw for Lonnie.
Okay. Oh, I rolled a 17 plus 11, so a 28.
You're remembering more things now. Things you shouldn't be remembering.
Uh-oh.
Mom and Pa weren't wrestling?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
Damn it.
No, but specifically, like these friends, like, that's not a thing for you. You don't have friends.
No. Lonnie doesn't have friends. She just has dead body parts that follow whenever she runs by.
Well, you're not Lonnie. You know?
Shit, that's so true.
But make another wisdom saving throw.
Oh, God. Oh, shit, I rolled a 3, so that's a 14.
Okay. You know, you're running along. You're smashing an occasional mushroom. Up ahead, you see a little broom.
A little broom or a little room?
A little broom.
It's cute.
Flying broom.
Flying broom. Yeah, flying through the air.
I want to catch it. It's like a butterfly. I want to catch it on a summer's day and just pull the wings off it.
No doubt. The wings are my book.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It reminds you of more things.
Okay.
This is your friend's broom.
Oh.
But you don't have friends.
I don't have friends.
But you loved him like a brother. But you don't love. You don't have a brother.
The warring inside of your brain.
Michael, I don't want to be rude right now, but you're sending a lot of mixed messages.
These are very contradictory.
I don't know if you're listening to yourself in your notes here, but...
I know, it's confusing. Your vision is getting blurry. You're reaching out to pluck that little broom and make another wisdom saving throw.
Okay. 25. 14 plus 11.
You're Lonnie. You've got one hand on Toby's broom and it's floating along and you're Lonnie.
How'd I get here? Well, Helen, that's funny.
You're Lonnie.
I'm Lonnie.
I'm Lonnie.
You are floating up towards a little pool of colored light. And feeling very, very dizzy, very, very out of it.
Hell, I must have tooted too hard last time.
As you pass through this little pool of light, you fade out and you go to sleep.
Oh, okay. Sleep. Night night. Do I curl up on the broom?
Yeah, I think so. That sounds right.
Oh, little kitty cat.
Yeah, Lonnie does that, and she puts her little head on the ferret, and she kisses his little face. Good night, fire.
Use some of the cloak of stars for a little bit of warmth.
Oh, yeah. She floats through the air.
The evil book is growling at you.
Say, fuck you. I fucking hate you.
All right, let's go, and we will real quickly... check in on Scud.
I love Scud.
Yeah.
Scud finds himself in a place that he doesn't recognize. And he looks down and he sees that he's wearing the Uthgarian robes that he wore so very briefly in his early career.
Wow.
And he's not a big fan of that. And he looks around and he sees Uthgar. He sees his estranged father, and Uthgar comes up to him and he's like,
"Scud, bro, I hate that it's happening like this, but man, we need to talk, and I think maybe I've not been great and I need to apologize to you."
Maybe.
This really is a fantasy world where your dad, your parent apologizes to you.
Sees you because you died. Like, well, yikes.
And then we will, we'll dig into that when Mr. Bachman returns.
Doing a little, like, just check in, like, yeah, flitting from one scene to another.
We'll dig into that, but it's possible that he might hang out with Uthgar for a little bit, so we'll have to see what happens.
We have no idea.
We don't know.
Yeah. I hear The only job harder than being a parent is a teacher, and then, of course, on top of that, a podcaster. And he's both. And so...
Let's check in with Rowan.
I love Rowan.
Rowan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you remember a wizard looking at you and saying die.
Yeah, and then waking up like, whoa.
and then you did, but now you find yourself in a whole different place. You are in a woodland grove.
Aww.
There is dappled sunlight coming through the trees. It is dusk.
I mean, this is not the first time that Rowan has woken up by herself in the woods. So. Like, yeah, this makes sense.
But you're not by yourself, because there's somebody sitting on a rock with their back to you, and they are stringing a bow. It's a woman.
Okay. So I assume, okay, so I'm...
You're
I'm,
completely nude and covered in piss.
No. I would not say that. No, I imagine Rowan kind of like sits up. How do I feel? Like, do I feel, or is it more of like a dreamy kind of thing, or like...
It's like you took a nap at 4 p.m. and you woke up and it was dark out.
So you're like, I don't know what day or year it is.
So fucked up.
Got it. This is also very, I've been there. Okay, so Ron kind of like sits up and looks around and sees the person stringing the bow on the rock and is like, where is this?
She turns around and you instantly recognize her. It's Melora.
Hell yeah.
It is the deity you once had a conversation with who blessed your bow. And
yeah, she was hot and a mommy, and so that this makes sense to me that Rowan would like my brain or my soul, my essence, something.
You worship her, like, Melora, mommy milk.
Yeah, I need Melora. I need that mommy energy, please. Please help Rowan with the mommy energy.
It's complicated.
Rowan needs... Tim will stop saying the phrase mommy milkers, and I am going to divorce him.
Big mommy milkers.
It's objectively very funny.
Melora milkers.
Yeah, Melora's mommy milk. Well, I think it wasn't it? What was it? It was Mordenkainen's magnificent mommy milkers.
Yeah.
It was the original joke.
Speak of another tweet that didn't get enough fucking
that
traction.
That should have gotten more, because that was a right fucking now. Banger. Yeah. So yeah, okay, so that's why, so in my mind, because Rowan's never been a very devout person. Mm. She's not super into gods and stuff, but mm-hmm. she did meet Melora, and Melora gave her a present, so to me it does make sense that she, if something inside of her essence or soul was drawn to a god, that Melora could be that god.
And it isn't like, so we're doing this thing, and you know, this happened to Toby last time. I will say that it's not like every time you die and go to a clone tank, or at least it's my, you know, my intent isn't that every time you die and go to a clone tank, you stop and talk to your god. Like, that is a special occurrence that only happens in, you know, very important times kind of thing.
Well, maybe when you're, you know, doing battle with gods and you get power killed.
Remember the first time you die.
Some shit happens.
So, sorry. So, what you said, where are you? And she
said, where is this? Where is this?
She goes, hello, Rowan. You're in my domain. It's been a while.
Sorry, another question. Do you think that Rowan, like, do I remember that I got killed? Or am I, like, is it kind of, like, hazy?
You remember. Okay. You remember. It's coming back to you.
Okay. So, is this, like... heaven. I mean, it's pretty cool, but...
It is. It is like heaven. And you have a place here if you want it, but I waylaid you on your way. You're about to be alive again.
Okay. I mean, honestly, the woods, like, this is, like, nice woods and stuff, but I have to say, I am glad that I'm gonna go be alive again, and do you, any chance you know anything about friends and if they're okay?
That's hard to say. That's...
Well, I guess I'll find out soon.
Whether they're okay or not, they're all...
Fine, okay.
There's some changes, and actually that's why I stopped you.
Changes.
I want to let you know that you need to beware of the power you've just unleashed.
The power I unleash, or we?
Well, you as a group.
So, I mean, I guess that does make sense, because honestly, we're pretty huge badasses, and we died, so what you're saying does track to me, yes.
And I know that you have the right motivations. I know that what you're planning is, you know, what is best for everyone, and that's what I'm about as well. So,
Melora, I always knew I liked you, especially when you gave me the present before, and also now that you're kind of like giving me a nice warning while I'm dead. Like, I've not really been into gods, but you know, maybe I'll like start visiting your temples sometimes.
Whether you realize it or not, you worship me in your own way.
Damn. I mean,
someone who uses a bow like you use brings me power, whether you realize it or not.
I will continue to bring you power then, baby. You got it.
Speaking of that blessing, come here. And she stands up.
Oh, she's big.
She's very big. God.
She's like the princess from
Huge
Dark Souls.
Mommy milkers.
Huge chest ahead.
You're sort of like, I guess, I don't know, you're sitting.
So I was sitting on the ground. So if she stands up, then I will also stand up. And actually, like, this feels, so here's the thing. This is what I'm thinking. Like, we all know that Rhone is like a dirtbag, but there's stuff going on in there, but there's like, what will Rhone do in front of people, and what will Rhone do when she doesn't have an audience? So like, I think in this instance, like, she knows, like, this is just her and Melora, like, one-on-one. So, and Rhone, as much of a dirtbag and a fool as she is, can tell that some shit is going down right now. So she actually, like, walks forward towards Melora and then, like, kneels on the ground.
Whoa.
Like, I'm about to get, like, bestowed with something. So respectful.
She holds out a hand to you.
Just holds out a hand?
Yep, she holds out her hand to you.
I kiss her hand. I kiss her little hand.
She goes, "That's not necessary." And she pulls you to your feet.
Stop being weird. You're making this awkward.
Rory feels kind of like self-conscious. It's never not worked before. It usually works really well, actually.
Kind of my move.
She takes you by both shoulders.
Yeah.
And she leans down and she kisses you on the forehead.
A mommy kiss.
And you feel yourself imbued with additional magical properties.
Yeah. I assume that, like, is like light just like shooting out, like, what happens? Was it Beauty and the Beast when he's transforming, or a magical girl situation? What if I, okay, Michael, what if I feel this, the power goes through me, I start like lifting up in the air and doing, and a change is coming over me.
Oh,
sparkles,
wow.
The transformation,
yeah, you get
is occurring.
And hooves.
It is occurring. And now, so we're going to just mechanically, you're going to be essentially imbued with a cool magic item that Tim found, which is a Quicksilver cuirass.
Honestly, curious, because I think it literally is.
Because isn't it kind of like a breastplate thing?
Yeah, I assume it's of French origin.
But for you, it's not.
For me, it's not. It's just imbued into me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Melora's cuirass.
You can cast friends once per day. You have essentially greater haste, which with three charges. So while you're wearing it, you can expend one of its charges on your turn, and your speed is doubled. You gain +2 to AC. You have advantage on dex saving throws, and you get an additional action that can be used only to take the attack.
That's going to come in handy, I feel like.
Right. Or dash, disengage, hide, or use an object.
Hell yeah.
And you regain that every dawn.
It probably like pushes your AC up a little bit too.
Yes.
But that barely matters for you. You never get hit.
We can figure out. Well, that's true. I only get hit with power word kill.
It's that beautiful thing when you get so used to using D&D tools like D&D Beyond or what have you, and then the moment you step off that beaten path and have to use your brain or a pencil on a piece of paper to remember something, like, wait, I don't know how to raise my AC. I don't know how to calculate attack. Don't make me do brain.
Why would you if you, you know, I mean.
My brain's real busy with other stuff.
So you are sparkling like a magical girl. And you sparkle and sparkle and sparkle until you sparkle apart and vanish from this plane.
Damn.
You exploded.
Oh, but as you're fading, uh-huh. You hear Melora say, Rowan, seek out your father. You have need of his wisdom, and he has need of yours.
Hell yeah. I love that. Nice.
What? Theon John?
Theon John.
Theon John. Theon John.
Dane. Dane.
Theon John Dane. He's back, baby.
He's back, baby, and he's cool as ever. Everyone's been fucking screaming for him. Like, where's Theon John, they say.
And you vanish. And then finally we get to Toby.
I'm Toby.
Toby, you are hurtling towards your clone tanks.
God damn it, motherfuckers. Jesus Christ.
And you have a chance at this moment, which you do not need to take, but if you would like, you can attempt to decide which of your clones that you enter.
Toby sees the beautiful crystal clear water of normal Toby tank, and then he sees the rotten, filthy goo Florida sludge tank of the Vecnut clone. He's like, I choose that one. Let's go.
Oh no, it's the Florida man.
Before he his ghost, his spirit puts his hand up against tank exterior. Boris is in the room with Michael's favorite character.
Marlon Winmore. Marlon Winmore. Aaron Colleen.
And Aaron Colleen. Well, Aaron Colleen's off duty. He's probably sleeping. Him and Marlon Winmore have a baby now. You know, it's we don't talk about it a lot, but that's. I'm just trying to figure out ways Michael won't kill him. Like,
I just put all the hooks
they
in.
They just
like,
paid off a
won't
Range
you feel
Rover.
Bad?
And I put the hand, and then I almost feel like the clone inside the evil tube reaches his clawed, gross, nasty hand up, and he goes, this is a bet. This is not gonna... You're being tricked. This is gonna suck. And then he just phases into the gross one.
You are now imbued with the powers of the eye and hand of Vecna.
Ow! Gross!
which immediately gives you a number of boons.
My tournament slots! Toby, seeing the bills for all the tubes he always buys, and then people always looking at his goddamn receipts and learning information about him, which he hates, wisely crawls out the top like a very smart octopus who predicts who's going to win the World Cup and then falls down on the ground.
Paul D. Kraka. That was his name!
And then, like, with wet, dangly, like, red hair, looks up at Boris. He's kind of, like, cradling his new, interesting right hand. His very thick, curly hair has fallen over his right eye. But in this sort of, like, darkness of his demiplane, Boris can see, like, a golden glow coming out from underneath Toby's, like, Carmen Sandiego style, like, hair over there, and like, oh, hey, Boris, I'm back. I chose to take the quick way.
Toby, oh, thank God you're here. Oh, wait. No. Wait. You died again?
Yeah.
Oh, but we were just under attack.
What? Huh?
The Tower of Grey was under attack. We repelled the forces, though. Don't worry, but...
From who?
I'm not sure. They
Toby's probably putting on the, like, spare clothes we put there, very much Valheim style, so he's not new to shit.
They were led by a dark elf woman, but we repelled them, so it's okay. We unfortunately did lose Aaron Colleen and Marlum and Windlore. They both died, but don't worry, we've already resurrected them.
Oh, fuck! That was a close one. Okay, did you destroy them?
We destroyed most of them, but...
Did you get any prisoners?
Unfortunately, no. Unfortunately, they were very tricksy.
Okay, well, good job. That's acceptable.
You immediately have true sight now?
Yes.
So you can see everything. You can see...
I can see everything.
You can see what's in Boris's pocket.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you are smarter now.
Yeah, Toby is now back up to 23 intelligence, baby. Couldn't keep a strong buddy down. How the fuck do I edit this? Oh, I think okay. Do we want to go through the boons and banes, my friend?
If you would like to.
Or maybe Boris crinkles his nose a little bit.
What is this smell?
No.
Is this... Oh, this must be just the clone tanks, right?
No.
I've never seen one used in my person.
No, I think this is one of the downsides to a very, very stupid deal I just made. You don't have to worry about it. I'm sure the smell of burnt hair and skin... won't be a big deal. You'll get used to it. I'll get used to it. We'll all get used to it.
What has happened? I had noticed that the tank was... as of Florida swamp water.
Yeah. About that. I don't think Toby's ready to talk about it to Boris, Michael. I know that kind of gets in the way of the audience knowing.
That's fine. That's fine.
What if Toby goes and writes in a journal?
Dear Toby. Toby. So here's the deal, brother. You are now proficient in perception. That's cool. Very weird that that's the case now, but I guess getting a goddamn new eye will do that to you. Anyway, it also, your intelligence is now 23. It's been a while. Maybe you can make a new brother. LOL. Just kidding. We want to be smarter, and we only have 99 years more to wait for our goals to be coming to fruition. But also, you kind of smell bad, which, whatever. You never really always smell normal, what with all the alchemical reagents and stuff like that. Also, I can heal my friends and I will never fail them again. And there's other things that this eye and this hand can do. And I have to always be on my guard to make sure that Vecna is not tricking me. But even if she does, as long as I can save my friends, I'll do whatever it takes. Anyways, bye. This is a lazy plot device, but I didn't want to tell Boris about it. I love you.
What did we decide on the strength thing?
Oh, yeah, I get that too, baby. I have a 20 strength.
What?
You shake Boris's hand and crush all the bones.
Oops. My bad. I cast Mass Cure Wounds or I crush his hand. I'm like, I'm sorry. And then my eye glows for a second and then, like, several flashing lights explode around and kind of knit some of his bones together. Like, that is weird. I am sorry. This is probably going to happen again. Oopsies.
We'll bow from now on. How about that, Toby?
Yes. And then I kind of rummage through the kind of like salvage, like backup gear. And I pull out like just a big ass glove for like my one hand. And then I go and grab my like old Toby VV style wizard hat, and he kind of like tussles his hair and throws it together in front of his eye, and throws on his VV hat and kind of hopefully tries to cover his new golden cat eye.
Oh shit.
because it's taken the place of his normal eye. So it's like a golden kitty cat, like a little slant. He probably like walks
and
by.
And just one of them?
And just one of them. Like, oh, maybe he walks by and looks at the other Toby in the clone. It's a very beautiful, very cinematic moment. We've all seen it in different movies where he sees for a second the good Toby in the water. And then it kind of like, and then the reflection comes into focus. And he has like a horrid eye as he pulls on the glove and lets out like a breath that instantly fogs over the tube. He's like, of course, we have work to do. Also, we need to move the demiplane because something very weird happened and not that chill. So, come with me.
As you're about to go with him, though, Rowan's clone... Well, what does it look like when a clone jerks into life?
Yeah, what does it... Do I, like, come to in the tube?
I did warn everyone, so...
It's not like I was like, what the fuck's happening? Like,
it's probably still... a bit much, you know, jarring.
So remind me in the tube. So there's like liquid in it, right?
Yeah.
Like, but when
it's a back to tank.
Okay, cool.
So probably when I see like the thrashing start, I immediately cast levitate on Rowan and turn her around to preserve what dignity she has remaining at the Tower of Grey. There's probably been a few office parties where her skirt fell and never.
Are they nude in there?
Yeah, I would say so, but that might just be a joke. I guess because they have to grow. So I guess theoretically we could go in there and clothe
put a bikini on them.
Yeah, put a quick bikini or, you know, a chaste sack. Because you start as a baby.
Yeah.
So you don't want to, get them tangled up.
I mean, honestly, I don't feel like Rowan would even care that much.
Yeah, so...
he saw her nude.
He goes to reach out with his right arm and then quickly pulls it back and puts it behind, in a pocket. And then with his left hand, casts Levitate so you don't break one of his tubes.
That is smart.
And then
down. Okay.
Rowan, you're here!
Dude. They fucking killed me, man.
Yeah, that's
also sucks. I saw Melora.
Oh, I was super curious who you're going to see.
Yeah,
I didn't see anyone this time. I was going to. I was practicing. I was going to be very snippy with Garl.
Well, I got some extra powers from Melora, and I kissed her hand.
Oh, sick! Same.
Dope.
Contact with the BTS. How do you make it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does did we give? I feel like we gave someone a sending stone because we were pretty sure we're gonna die. Do sending stones work?
I mean, we knew it was
cross-planar?
Definitely not. It was a dangerous situation.
Come on, Jennifer. I said that bad things were gonna happen for weeks.
We were pretty sure some unchill shit was going to happen, so...
Michael, we can do it across planes, and it's 25 words or less to a creature of which we're familiar.
Okay.
Well, we don't have them on us, so...
Do you maybe have a backup?
What would
probably
you
have a backup.
We probably have backups. Yeah, probably private backup. Yeah.
I mean, you're planning it out. You're like, I'm going to die. What am I going to need to do?
Right.
Yeah, Toby would plan this out.
Because we literally put backup gear, Valheim style. We told we had arguably we went into this, and I probably even say grumble as much. We went into this knowing that we could die, and we got lax because of it.
Yeah, because I think it's that thing of where you're every time okay, we could die, and you do prep, but you're like, I don't think it's really gonna happen. But then it really did happen. So we did do prep, but we still weren't fully we are for sure gonna die.
Yeah. And it's that kind of funny thing of we said 95% of the good idea of okay, we're gonna take out our sending stone, give it da, 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 da. But we whatever. So yeah, we go get the extra walkie talkie. We can't find the batteries. I throw a glass on the ground. The batteries are supposed to go in this drawer. And then attune it and say, hey guys, something not that chill happened. Come back to the Tower of Grey.
Toby.
I was talking.
Hey, Toby.
Who's this?
It's me.
Bercy.
It's Bercy.
Hey, Bercy, what's up?
What happened? We just picked up Lonnie off a friggin' broom.
She's
sleepy for some reason.
Yeah, we got murdered.
You did not. Stop
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man, we fucking died. I saw Melora, though. It was pretty chill.
Oh, my God. Is everyone okay?
Well.
No.
I mean.
Oh, no.
Is everything okay there?
Yeah, no one's bothering us. You need us to come back.
Yeah, come back, friend.
Yeah, we gotta regroup, man. We gotta regroup and
make haste in case the forces of chaos try to waylay you.
All right, we'll start hustling back.
All right, love you.
All right, love you too.
Bye.
Bye. No, you hang up.
No, you hang. Yeah, Toby hangs up.
I do love us like being like love you to the university. We would say that. I feel like that.
Whenever I get off any call. Discord, you know,
work
podcast,
call,
work,
anything,
conference call, work,
fucking, you know, parole. Love you. Bye.
So you're still inside of the demiplane, is that right?
Yeah.
And also, sorry, and Boris said earlier that someone attacked Tower of Great.
Yeah, we probably quickly want to leave, though.
Yeah.
You bump into Aaron Colleen as you're about to leave, and he goes, a bunch of people just teleported into the teleportation circle upstairs.
Do you recognize any of them?
I think it's Queen Aludra and Queen Jayla.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
Some other people.
I'm glad they didn't die.
Okay. And then I turn around. I'm gonna do make sure I don't be too mean. Alright, let's go. Let's go greet our guests.
Kinda like, let's do it.
So you all run upstairs and you see a pretty banged up but breathing Bucky.
Oh, Buckster! Does he have? He's got like a fucking shiner. He's got a little cut on his cheek.
And you see a Daisy. You see an Aludra and a Jayla, and you see an Adira. And I think that's where we're gonna call our episode.
No! I don't want to.
You have to wait till next week.
I don't want to wait till. I want to keep playing.
You have to be patient.
I can't be patient. I'm having fun.
I want to keep having fun.
Make me have fun. Do you want to popcorn some reviews, friendos?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll start. Marcus D says, still the best. Having just finished listening to episode 1, I gotta write a review to say this is some crazy but hilarious stuff. I can't imagine how many winged creatures these guys are going to fight in these early episodes, and even now, 363. Just kidding. This is my second listen through and second review. These guys are great. Thanks so much.
So, Lone Wolf Nate Man. Okay, I started listening to the podcast from episode 1 back in March of 2019 because they'd recently started DMing and they were looking for more D&D, and this person's brother had mentioned this show.
Thanks, brother.
To them. Well, I finally caved and started with this one as my very first podcast. I've absolutely loved every episode. I'm a delivery driver and was working about 12 to 15 hour days at the time listening. So I would get through several episodes a day. Hell yeah. That rules. Yeah, and then they go on to say they also started listening to some of our friend shows, Venture Maidens, D20 Dames, and
nice.
Yeah, and they were just saying that they're getting re-caught back up, and they may start with the most recent episode again. Now, granted, this is from June 2020.
June 19th, so, I thought we didn't get caught up, but we're doing so good.
Ocean Jeremy from the United States, how I really feel. Sure, you have to call Greetings Adventures a comedy Dungeons & Dragons podcast because everyone needs to be summed up somehow, but I don't think of it as a comedy podcast, and I don't think of it as a Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Because they're neither. They're not funny.
They're not funny, and they don't play the game.
You can't call that D&D.
I fucking hate them.
Thank you. 5 stars.
Oh, it really is funny and often even hilarious. The cast members really do play Dungeons & Dragons, and we happy listeners get to follow them along on their adventures. I don't think of it as a comedy because it's not scripted. The goofs are all organic. The laughs are as much a surprise to the cast as they are to the listeners. I don't think of it as Dungeons & Dragons podcast because Dungeons & Dragons is just a vehicle they're using to tell their stories. Yes.
So true. So true.
Sure, there's some talk about the rules. You have not listened to last episode recently. dice rolls, universe building, and all that, but that's just a fraction of what the podcast is. What do I think of it as? I think of it as getting to hang out with my good friends. What makes this podcast so addictive is the real personalities and real friendships of the 4 main cast members.
The main ones?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the cast plus DM, is that what they mean? Like, there's
no,
cast and there's DM?
They hate Nika.
What? Or what if Tim and Jennifer are the same? They just count the boxes of people.
Or hate I Michael. Mean,
oh, yeah. It could just be girl.
Yeah,
could
girl.
Or girl.
They love Michael, Tim, and girl.
Or they just count as wrong.
Maybe they combine Michaels.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're not caught up.
Right. Maybe or they're not caught up.
This is on episode 54.
Is it? We love. Who knows? Let's. God. What is it? And they're an amazing guest. I've never watched any of them live on Twitch, and I don't have a Twitter account. I've never been to any of their geekly cons or other live appearances or hangouts. I just pop my earbuds in and listen, usually while I'm doing dishes or other household chores. Every time I do, it feels like I'm walking into a room with a bunch of nerds I know and love well. It feels like a bunch of hugs. It feels like home.
Aww.
I started on episode 1 in August of 2018, and I am now up to episode 240, so they definitely know who... All of us.
They just don't care.
Ruh-roh. Okay, at this rate, I'll be
It definitely sounds like they just did math wrong.
Yeah, no, that's super nice.
Thank you so much.
James VTB from Canada, g'day mate, says, g'day mate. I've been binge listening to this podcast for the last few months while I work, starting from episode 1, and I just reached episode 159. Spoiler, I love how Mike Bachman had two characters die in a row, and Tom's dick abs were so hard he broke, no, it was his actual dick.
Yeah.
The broke blood drinker.
Don't get it twisted. It wasn't.
Never had dick abs.
I love this podcast. So many great jokes and fun moments. I can't stop laughing. Keep up the good work. Okay, bye.
Don't stop.
Maybe you should laugh a little less and pay attention to the very important dick ab based details.
Out of being so drunk, the only thing I remember is like very audibly multiple people yelling about blood drinker. So
yeah, I have no idea what happened.
No one does.
That girl says, well, I love to start podcasts from the beginning, and I'm episode 32. I love this podcast so much. I hope I never catch up to where you are now so I can binge listen forever. I laugh so loud and so often that my coworkers think I'm crazy, which I probably am. LOL. P.S. I will always miss a good sly flourish. R.I.P. Darkblade.
Hell yeah. Rooked Hollow says, so they woke up on slabs, and it's been a wild ride ever since. What started out as a dark and grim story in a dark and grim setting was quite quickly subverted into the story of a group of friends trying to do their best to save the world while taking every opportunity to crack jokes and make references. But it hasn't all been goose and laughter. We have seen, well, heard, characters grow, change, develop, and die. And then the characters made to replace those characters also died. No wonder the only remaining starting character decided to retire from adventure. Or did she? You can take the girl out of the adventure, but you can't take the adventure out of the girl.
That was Jennifer.
That's not the review. Type a 7 in the chat if you want to see the cast. There's the always happy to be here, Tim Lanning. The often disappointed in her dice, Jennifer Cheek. Chaotic neutral player, Mike Bachman. The podcast biggest fangirl, Nika Howard, and trying to keep them online, the DM, Michael Daddy DeMarro. P.S. I kept telling myself that I'd review this podcast once I got caught up, but screw that. I've been behind on this for so long, I might as well review now and see if I can catch up before it gets right on
you. See?
I hope you did. I hope you did.
They did. They literally did. That's the point. They reviewed now instead.
Well, I hope they're still listening.
Oh, okay. See, if you like the podcast now, it's not a fucking book.
It's not a freaking book.
There is no end.
It doesn't end ever.
Review it now.
Dragons and Drunks said, stole my parents' phone to write this. You guys are awesome. Love you guys.
Honestly, when you steal someone's phone to deliver a review, that feels like extra good to
me. Yeah, I feel like we say king shit too much.
But that is truly some king shit, though.
LAB from the United States says, praise well earned. Took about 50 days, but I finally caught up from episode 1 after previously consuming 2,000 plus hours of other actual play podcasts and
video. Dude, they all fucking suck, am I right?
Except just for kidding. Our friends.
Just kidding. Anyone that's ever been nice to us is good.
Some were okay, some were pretty good, and a few were binge-worthy addictions. This podcast is one of the latter. With great RP and world building and hilarious moments that highlight emotional depths, Greetings Adventurers deserves its high rating and seems undervalued by the pro TTRGB community.
That's so true.
I love this
person.
That's
so true. That's so true.
Especially as they consistently show strong support for underrepresented groups. As a creator, I understand the time and effort that goes into something people consume for free. This group has not only maintained its consistent content output, they've also built upon it and grown with it, all while keeping their day jobs, hopefully not for long. That was me. After consuming so many podcasts, I still only support a few of them with my own hard-earned money, and Greetings Adventurers is one of them.
That final line is really funny.
Sorry, Tim, it took 50 days to review, but to be fair, you're reading this 6+ months later.
Hey, fuck hey, you. It's 9 months later.
It's nine
this
months.
Person is just the most correct in every single way.
It's called COVID, I think.
COVID much?
Also, you know, I mean, I don't want to, you know, be a real piece of shit or anything, but we've got like 5,000 reviews, so.
Whoa, yikes.
That's a lot.
We love. No, that was like, these were super nice. Thank you. Yeah,
that last one felt like what should be on the back of our fucking
right? Like,
book or
yeah, man, that's like our blurb.
Have you ever thought about how we've read like 4,600 reviews?
That's fucked up.
That's wild.
It hurts my head.
A lot of reviews, baby.
Wow.
Oh my god, that was the last review too.
Yeah.
Michael, we need to
get more.
Wait.
One?
Yeah, we need to get more.
We gotta get more.
We gotta run the thing again so we can have another 47 pages. Make a new doc.
Hopefully it'll be less busted this time.
Yeah. Oh my god, I can't believe we did. We
man, I was looking at it and I saw one. I'm like, that can't be right.
That can't be right.
But it was. It would have been funny if we had just left one in this document for next time by accident.
Whoops. Like, yeah, ugh. No. Because I don't check before.
Hey, if you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter at Geekling or at D&D Podcast. We're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers, and I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning. You can also find me on twitch.tv streaming every Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday if my internet and brain work right. I also do a Naruto podcast called Naruto Reviewto. And stream every Thursday at 2 p.m. to play Rhyme of the Frost Maiden. Thank you. I love you.
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek. And I also do another podcast with some folks that are on this one called Dear Internet.
Pope
where
Zone.
It's the Pope Zone, baby. No, we do Dear Internet. I think it's very good. We answer
so good.
Weird-ass questions on the internet. And buddy, I have found some the past couple of days. I have dug up some content.
You can find me at Nika_Howard. You can also find me on Twitch on days whenever Tim can't or doesn't stream. And you can find a lot of links to other things that I do in my Twitter bio, on my Instagram bio, on any bio that I have. There's links for everything. There's links for our stream. There's links for our Instagram. I don't know. Maybe not. Who knows? There's links for everything.
It's there.
We got links.
Yeah,
and then also, if you want to, you can follow the Mike Bachman.
I don't know.
At the Mike Bachman, and maybe go check out on YouTube Clickhole.
And review hole.
I mean review hole.
Go to Clickhole. We love the onion.
I do love Sorry, that's my brain. I was trying to like don't say the other thing.
Bachman's not here, so go ahead and check out giantbomb.com.
No, don't hold me this way. I said it wrong. Review hole.
Review hole.
Review hole. You have to watch the Mickey Mouse one. It's so,
so good.
That's Mike Bachman on Twitter, one N.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventurers? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you finish liking and retweeting Tim's Morden Kanan's Magnificent Mommy Milkers tweet, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com. The songs Angevin, Decay, Bent and Broken, Classic Horror 1, Distant Tension, Exit the Premises, Dreamy Flashback, Colossus, Deep Relaxation, Water Prelude, and Beauty Flow are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. CreativeCommons.org/licenses/by/4.0. Some of the songs may have been modified from their original form in this episode.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.